أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام ميم. تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. هدى ورحمة للمحسنين الذين يقيمون الصلاة ويؤتون الزكاة وهم بالآخرة هم يوقنون. أولئك على هدى من ربهم وأولئك هم المفلحون. ومن الناس من يشتري لهو الحديث ليضل عن سبيل الله بغير علم ويتخذها هزوا. أولئك لهم عذاب مهين. صدق الله العظيم. These are the opening ayat of Surah Luqman, and this surah was predominantly revealed in the Makki period of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam's life, which means before the hijrat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Like the previous surahs, the surah also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discusses the three most primary aspects of the life of a believer or the life of a human being. One is the tawheed, that is the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Various aspects with regards to the tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about His qudrat, His power, His might and His mercy upon mankind. Secondly is the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala establishes from time to time the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the third aspect is that of akhirat, and that is the hereafter. The reality is this: if these three aspects come into our lives very, very strongly, then inshallah the rest of our deen becomes absolutely easy. And that is why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala reiterates this from time to time. Obviously, in between eight ayats, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about His servant, Hazrat Luqman the wise. And when we come there, we will discuss various aspects with regards to that. At the very beginning of the surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alif Lam Mim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best its meaning. Tilka ayatul kitabil hakim. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that these are the verses of the wise book, the book that is filled with wisdom. When we look at each and every law of the Qur'an Kareem, we will find that there is wisdom in the law. When we look at the ayats of the Qur'an Kareem, the order and the sequence, it is filled with wisdom. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala interrelates one ayat to the other, it is filled with wisdom. There are obviously many, many occasions where humans will not understand the wisdom behind it, but definitely there is wisdom. How Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala places the order of the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in that also there is wisdom. The methodology of the Qur'an Kareem, in that also there is wisdom. Why Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala relates a particular incident at a particular time, a story of the past, in that also there is wisdom. So this kitab is filled with wisdom, and it is really a pity that we cannot draw from this kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and bring that kind of wisdom into our own lives and our own minds. After that, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks of two further qualities of the Qur'an, hudan wa rahma, that this kitab is a means of hidayat, this kitab is a means of guidance. A means of hidayat and guidance for who? One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, lil muhsinin. Why it is a means of hidayat is because those people, muhsin means that person that wants to do good, that person who does good, that person who fulfills the obligations that are due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when one wants to fulfill the commandments of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is obvious he'll come back to the Qur'an Kareem and he will find the hidayat and the guidance. Now we spoke about this before also, that we will find incidents in the Qur'an Kareem, we will find the lives of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, in whatever way we will find it in the Qur'an Kareem. But the whole objective was not to narrate to us the historical details of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam. Rather, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed so that we can draw the lessons and we can gain hidayat from it. The next quality Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about is rahma. That this kitab, the Qur'an Kareem, is filled with the rahma and the mercy of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Read one word of the Qur'an, alif lam mim, we don't even know the meaning of it. The rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives us 10 rewards for each of the huruf. In other words, 30 rewards
to say alif lam mim, something the meaning of which we don't even know. So that is a great form of rahmah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The rahmah is then multiplied, is when we bring practice, when we begin to practice on the Qur'an al-Kareem, then Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala's rahmat begins to descend upon us even more. When we learn the message, when we learn how to read the Qur'an, when we practice upon the Qur'an, we propagate the message of the Qur'an, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins to descend upon the whole and entire communities, and in that manner, this Qur'an is filled of the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now who are these muhsineen? Who are these people that do good? Very, very briefly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about them. الَّذِينَ يُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةِ وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. They are those people who have established the salat. Now again and again we are saying the same thing all the time, that the establishment of the salat is not merely to read the namaz or to perform the salat or to pray the salat, but in reality it is to establish the salat with each and every command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, beginning right from the fara'is, right up to the mustahabbat of salat. It will also include making wudu in a proper manner, and for us to come to the masjid and perform our salat with jama'at, all that will be iqamatul salat, that is the establishment of salat. And salat needs to become established in the life of a mu'min and a believer. It shouldn't be just once off, now and then we visit the masjid or we perform our salat, but it needs to be a continuous thing. وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ, and those who give the zakat. Now here, one very interesting thing is that this surah was revealed in Makkah Mukarramah to our Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and like in Surah Muzammil also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about zakat, so it becomes quite clear from here according to some ulama that zakat actually was made compulsory before Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made the hijrat. In Makkah Mukarramah it had become compulsory, but the nisab of zakat and the other aspects of zakat Allah tabarakah wa ta'ala revealed to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam after the hijrah. وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and they have, and we use the word yaqeen, they have faith and conviction with regards to the akhirat. Every matter of the akhirat, they have 100% yaqeen that it is going to happen, it is a reality. Not just the knowledge of it, but the reality of it needs to come into our hearts. Not only to believe, but to have this reality. Iman, the opposite of which is kufr. Yaqeen, the opposite of which is doubt. In other words, there needs to be absolutely no doubt insofar as the coming of the akhirat. And when this kind of yaqeen comes into us on every breath of our lives, every step we take, every move we make, then inshallah it will be the correct breath we take, it will be the correct word we will speak, it will be the correct move that we make, and we will be always in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ عَلَىٰ هُدَىٰ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. Those are the people who are on hidayat, those are the people who are on guidance from their Rabb. وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ, and they are the successful ones. Now this word falah is not the success of this world, but falah actually is the success of the hereafter, after which there is absolutely no need for anyone to gain any further success. There will be no more trials, there will be no more examinations, all that comes to an end, and that is the complete success of the hereafter. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.